GOP stands with Trump against Biden's un-American weaponization of DOJ. Americans won't stand for this. By Joshua Klein on July 18, 2023. Republican officials blasted the Justice Department's January 6 probe in the reportedly imminent indictment of former President Donald J. Trump, expressing support for Trump in the face of the weaponization of the justice system against President Joe Biden's opponents. Following Trump's announcement of being a target in the DOJ's probe, GOP members slammed Special Counsel Jack Smith's corrupt investigation. President Trump just increased his lead in the polls. So what does the Biden administration do next? Weaponize government to go after President Biden's number one opponent, wrote House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, RCA. This is not equal justice. It's wrong, and the American public is tired of it, he added. Joe Biden's DOJ, attack the Portland federal courthouse? No problem. Intimidate hashtag SCOTUS justices to influence a court decision? No big deal. But if you're President Trump and do nothing wrong? Prosecute, wrote Chairman of the House Judiciary Committee Congressman Jim Jordan, R.O. Americans are tired of the double standard. He added. Let me get this straight. Biden's DOJ targets Trump again the same week he's up in the polls and an IRS whistleblower is testifying that Biden's DOJ obstructed an IRS investigation into Hunter, wrote House Majority Leader Representative Steve Scalise, RLA. Another clear case of the weaponization of the DOJ against Biden's political opponent, he added. Imagine if Joe Biden's DOJ spent less time attacking President Trump and more time cleaning up Democrat-run cities infested with rampant crime and drugs, he wrote in another tweet. House Republican Chair Representative Elise Stefanik, RNY, slammed the unprecedented and corrupt witch hunt against Trump by Joe Biden's corrupt Department of Justice, deeming it just the latest chilling chapter in the far-left un-American weaponization of the justice system against their leading political opponent. It is no coincidence, on the same week that IRS whistleblowers are testifying about illegal corruption protecting the Biden crime family, Biden's DOJ targets President Trump with yet another corrupt witch hunt, she wrote in another tweet. Stand with the Republic. Stand with Trump. Save America. The continued politicization and weaponization of the Department of Justice has turned our institutions into enforcers for the Biden administration's partisan priorities. It remains deeply harmful to the rule of law, wrote Senator Ted Cruz, RTX. There is no greater tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of the law and in the name of justice. Montesquieu et Erica Donalds and I stand with Donald J. Trump, wrote Florida Congressman Byron Donalds. How is it that the person who offered to dramatically increase security on January 6, 2021, President Trump, is the person who is going to be charged for those entering the Capitol? Asked Representative Matt Rosendale, R. Mount. What about those who refuse the extra security? At Speaker Pelosi and at Mayor Bowser. The DOJ is pursuing another indictment charge against former President Trump. More evidence of two tiers of justice at work. Americans won't stand for this, wrote Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN. I stand with President Donald J. Trump, declared Representative Troy Nels, RTX. Another day, another indictment of President Trump. By now, these indictments are nothing but background noise. We realize without any doubt that DOJ is weaponized and their indictments have lost all credibility, wrote Representative Lauren Boebert, RCO. President Trump will be re-elected in 2024 and I look forward to helping him gut the deep state, she added. Deep state agent Jack Smith is completely out of control. This witch hunt is pure election interference. They'll do anything to stop Trump, but they're going to fail. Trump will win, wrote Representative Ronnie Jackson, RTX. The DOJ will politically persecute you if your last name is Trump, but will protect you if your last name is Biden, wrote Representative Andrew Clyde, RGA. Despicable. Corrupt. Unjust, he added. The disgusting weaponization of the judicial system by Biden against his top Republican political opponent is complete abuse of power and election interference. I stand with President Trump against the continual corruption and persistent witch hunts, wrote Congressman Wesley Hunt, RTX. Jack Smith has weaponized the federal government against President Trump in a complete lie about January 6 to cover up the crimes of Joe and Hunter Biden and their entire criminal family, wrote Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA. The Democrats want to arrest every one of their political opponents. It's hard to recognize our country anymore. The disgusting weaponization of the judicial system by Biden against his top Republican political opponent is complete abuse of power and election interference, wrote Representative Corey Mills, RFL. I stand with President Trump against the continual corruption and persistent witch hunts, he added. If they could get away with it, the hateful leftists who have occupied our White House and totally corrupted the DOJ would literally lynch President Trump, wrote Representative Clay Higgins, RCA. That's what we're dealing with here, he added. A level of political oppression never imagined possible in America. Americans can no longer trust the Department of Justice to protect them. It is politically weaponized against those who stand against the left's radical agenda, wrote Congressman Andy Biggs, RAS. I stand with President Trump, he added. This is the third time Joe Biden has indicted his number one political opponent. If they can do it to Trump, they can do it to you, warned Representative Andy Ogles, RTN. Breaking, I will be introducing legislation to defund Jack Smith's witch hunt against President Trump. They are attacking our democracy and engaging in election interference right now. The United States Congress has the capability to stop this election interference, and we must act immediately, wrote Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL. On Sunday, Trump said he must appear before the grand jury in 4 days, noting his appearance likely means deranged special counsel Jack Smith will indict him. Nothing like this has ever happened in our country before, or even close. This witch hunt is all about election interference and a complete and total political weaponization of law enforcement. It is a very sad and dark period for our nation, he posted on Truth Social. Smith's investigation into the events of January 6 focuses on Trump's attempts to overturn the results of the 2020 election. He previously criminally charged the former president with roughly 24 crimes related to documents the National Archives wanted to be returned, fueling 2024 fundraising efforts. A Harvard/Harris poll from last month reported that majorities of registered voters believe that Smith's indictment of Trump is politically motivated and election interference. It also indicated that Trump is dominating the primary field and holds a 6-point advantage over Biden in a hypothetical general election matchup. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.